San Luis, Cuba, December 20th, 1898. I write to inform you and the public what the true condition of my company and regiment have been and is at the present time. Hi, I'm Jeff Woodard, Marketing Director for the McLean County Museum of History.
The Spanish-American War is known as the Splendid Little War. I'm Bill Kemp, librarian archivist with the McLean County Museum of History. In 1895, there's a Cuban revolt. There's a brutal crackdown by the Spanish colonizers. American newspapers, the so-called yellow journalism or yellow journalists, William Randolph Hearst and Joseph Pulitzer and others, kind of whip up the American public into this anti-Spanish furor. So you have imperialists in the U.S. government and outside the government advocating that the U.S. gain colonial possessions in the Pacific and in Latin America.
The men have received the best of attention from all the officers, from the colonel down. The only time the boys fared rough was the first week they landed. We camped in Santiago 2 days while the good and provisions of the commissary were being unloaded from the ship and put on board the train to come here.
Julius Witherspoon was born in Arkadelphia, Arkansas in 1859 or 1860, we're not quite sure, but he did move to Bloomington. We do know that. And in 1884, with his wife Mary, they had already had 4 daughters, and they would have 2 more daughters during their time in Bloomington. Julius Witherspoon, like a lot of African American men coming into Bloomington in the late 19th century, was rather restricted when it came to economic opportunity, so he found jobs where they were. He was a laborer, he was a city police patrolman, and he was most associated with the livery business, so he was a livery barn manager for much of his adult life.
When you hear all the bells go ting-a-ling, all join round, and sweetly you must sing, and when the verse is through, in the chorus all join in, there'll be a hot time in the old town tonight.
After we arrived here, the quartermaster was considerable trouble in getting and drawing provisions from the post commissary at Santiago. During this time, the boys had poor food, but from the time until the present, we have had fresh beef, canned fruit, hot biscuits, and light bread every day.
The state of Illinois organizes the 8th Illinois U.S. Volunteers. It's an all African-American regiment, but unlike most black regiments, this one is officered by blacks, and Julius Witherspoon becomes a captain in Company G of the 8th Illinois.
When we landed, we had nearly 1,300 men who had not been south to become acclimated, but taken from their homes and rushed to New York, and then down here in the tropical regions. When we first arrived, we suffered heavily from malarial fever, but since the dry season has set in, we have had very few cases of anything. We have not lost 15 men in 6 months.
Many in the United States government viewed African-American troops as so-called immune troops. That is, because they're from sub-Saharan Africa, these troops would somehow better be able to battle tropical diseases such as malaria. The science wasn't really there.
It certainly reflects great credit on the officers and surgeons to have so managed the sanitary condition of our camp as to not lose any more men.
Only about 500 American troops die during the shooting phase of the Spanish-American War, but thousands upon thousands die in Puerto Rico, in Cuba, and especially the Philippines from tropical diseases. So in many ways, even though the 8th Illinois arrives just after the shooting stops, their tour of duty on the island of Cuba is no less dangerous.
Yes,
the 8th Illinois was a pet project of the governor at the time in Illinois, John Riley Tanner, and he encourages the men of the 8th to battle for the rights of your kinsmen. And what he means there is black Cubans, because of course many residents of Cuba are of African descent. A lot of African Americans looked at the Spanish-American War with somewhat jaundiced eyes. African Americans faced Jim Crow laws, difficulty gaining political and civil equal rights, to say nothing of economic opportunities. So here you have African American troops fighting to free black Cubans from Spanish colonizers, but yet they're going to return home and not quite have the same rights that they have fought to give black Cubans.
The boys have been feeling badly over the many false reports which have been circulated through the papers concerning our regiment.
Julius Witherspoon writes a rather impassioned letter to the Pantograph. He is quite upset at the false reports that are trickling back to Bloomington about bad practices, about bad soldiering among the 8th, and he puts those rumors to rest.
We will toll on and brighten our records with deeds of valor and courage, and will add to the past brilliant record of the Negro soldier.
Oftentimes, black troops were not deemed equal to white troops, and a malicious rumor sometimes would snowball.
Noble deeds, which will be envied by the soldiers of the world, and which will, in the face of schemes and false reports made by unscrupulous and ambitious pretenders, brighten our lives just as the sun brightens the day.
If you read the regimental history of the 8th Illinois, if you read the reports of commanding white officers in Cuba at the time, their service was nothing short of exemplary.
I feel that I can only return your kindness by giving my best care and time to my company to make it uphold the fair name Bloomington has ever held among the cities of Illinois. Julius C. Witherspoon, Company G, 8th Illinois Volunteer Infantry. Thank you.